弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，神在创世以前，他就为我们预定了这个日子。
Thank God who has created this day for us in the early beginning.
你们想不想得通？我不知道啊。
I don't understand.
为我们定了这个日子。
So the Bible tells us He has ordained this day for us way before the beginning.
他拣选了我们。
He has chosen us.
叫我们能够来到他面前敬拜他。
So that we may come to worship him.
所以我们一起祷告。
So let us pray.
我们在天上的父神。
Our heavenly Father.
爱我们的主耶稣基督。
The Lord who loves us.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们要赞美你。
We want to praise you.
因为是你自己成就的这一切事情。
Because it is you who have completed all these things.
你知道我们需要你的救恩。
You know we need your salvation.
我们想不通。
We do not understand.
从我们这个有限的人，我们的脑筋，我们没有办法想通这是什么意思。
For our finite hearts, we cannot understand the meaning of it.
我们也没有办法想通你是怎么做的。
We cannot understand how you did it.
但是我们知道你为我们成就了这件事情。
But we know you have completed this for us.
在我们还没有出生的时候，你就知道我们。
You already know us before we were even born.
你拣选了我们。
You have chosen us.
要我们来到你的面前。
So we may come before you.
与众弟兄姐妹一起歌颂、敬拜、赞美你。
To praise and worship you with all brothers and sisters.
愿你自己的名被高举。
May your name be upheld.
愿我们。人在你面前得到满足的喜乐。
May us can receive complete satisfaction before you.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们前面是在讲关于长老、牧师、教会的领袖啊。
You've been talking about the leaderships in the church, including.The elders and deacons and pastor.
我自己也是觉得说，在教会里面这些人是很重要的。
I personally think this group of people are very important in the church.
因为我们从圣经上面看见，如果这些人不对了。
Because from the Bible, if we see those people are mistaken,
那么教会就会开始出问题。
Then the church will have problems.
那么弟兄姐妹就会受到损害。
And then the brothers and sisters will be hurt.
那么圣经上在彼得后书那边告诉我们说，就会有凶暴的豺狼进来。
So in Second Peter, the Bible tells us then there will be savage wolves coming.
就会有假师傅进到教会。
False teachers.
那么会伤害主耶稣他自己的羊。
It will hurt, damage the sheep of our Lord Jesus.
所以我们也看见过了，为什么？主耶稣圣灵要立下这么高的标准。
That's why we know why the Holy Spirit has such a high standards.
因为他要这样子的人来领导他的教会。
Because he wants such people to lead his church.
那我们今天我们就借着《使徒行传》第二十章，请你们翻开。
So please turn the Bible to chapter 20 of Acts.
使徒行传第二十章。
Chapter 20 of the book of Acts.
那么这一段圣经从25节到35节，这是保罗他在要离开欧洲的时候，那么他就找了以弗所教会的长老来。
This passage is when Paul was about to leave Europe. He called for the overseers from the church of Ephesus.
他把他在他们当中他的心愿讲给他们听。
So he shared them with his hearts, his feelings.
特别是对这些教会的领袖。
Especially for those leaders of the church.
从你们的这个周报上面呢，我们有从四点来看。
In the program, we're going to look at this from four different points.
我觉得也是他告诉这些长老他们的职责。
And this is also he told those elders to be the ambassadors.
他们应该注意些什么事情。
What they should be paying attention to.
那我们刚才已经念过了，我们就不再念了哈。但是
在 read it.
在这里呢，我们从二十八节他说，圣灵立你们做全情的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎。
So here in verse 28, it says, the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, be shepherds of the church of God, which has bought with his own blood. So you ought to be taking guard.
所以你要为自己谨慎。
You have to be careful with yourself.
或者是说照管自己。
You have to discipline yourself.
就是照管你自己跟神之间的关系。
So you need to build up your relationship with God.
其实我觉得这个是对我们每一个基督徒啊，每一个神的儿女，都很重要。
I think this is very important for each Christian, each child of our Lord.
当我们问起弟兄姐妹，哎，你最近跟神的关系怎么样啊？
So when I ask brothers, how is your relationship with God recently?
弟兄姐妹总会用一个方法来回答。
The brothers often answer one way.
那是一个方法，我们可以量的哈。
But this is a way that we can measure.
他就会说，我最近读经还不错。
He will say, well, it's okay.
那我最近祷告还不错。
I'm doing fine in prayers.
我说这些都不是错的哈。
This is nothing wrong.
但是我们常常就是用读经祷告来衡量我们跟神之间的关系。
So we often measure our relationship with God through our prayer and our devotion.
这些都是对的。
These are good things.
但是在读经祷告之下，我们有没有注意到我们要自己谨慎？
When we are praying and in our devotion, are we paying attention? We have to be careful.
我们有没有查验我们自己？
Have we examined ourselves?
我们查验自己有没有罪恶，有没有过犯。
Have we examined if we have sins or transgressions?
在我们的言谈当中。
Through our conversation.
在我们自己的教训，在我们教导别人的时候。
Through our teaching of others.
在提摩太前书第四章那边，保罗就劝勉提摩太，他说你要谨慎自己。
In the First Timothy, Paul taught Timothy that he needs to be careful with himself.
和自己的教训。
And your own discipline.
那么在哥罗西书那边，保罗也告诉哥罗西的教会，告诉他们要谨慎。
In Colossians, he also taught the churches that they ought to be careful.
不要被世上的理学所掳去了。
Don't be captured.By the worldly knowledge,
或者是说世界上的哲学哈，就是 philosophy,
or the philosophy of the world,
或者是说虚空的妄言
or those empty words,
就是没有那些没有根的那些话。
So those words that are rootless.
那么他就告诉他们，不照着基督
，if you are not according to Christ,
乃是照着人间的遗传
，but according to the traditions that passed on,
就是我们人的习惯或者是人的文化
is our habits or our culture,
这些就是人的遗传
those are our inheritance,
或者是说世界上的一些神奇鬼怪的东西
or some of the witchcrafts of the world,
保罗告诉他们你们要谨慎
so Paul told them you ought to be careful,
不要被这些事情污染了
don't be contaminated by those.
所以当我们保罗告诉提摩太告诉提多他说你要谨慎你自己的教训
So when Paul taught Timothy and Titus that you need to be careful in your own discipline
那我们在读圣经的时候我们有没有想过我的思想里面我的观念里面很多东西还是从世界上来的
Have we thought about many of our thoughts that still come from the world?
保罗告诉哥罗西的教会，他说：“你们离开了基督，你们就有可能被这些花言巧语迷惑了。”
So Paul told the people in Colossians that if you depart from Christ, you're going to be transgressed by the world.
他说：“因为神本性一切的丰盛
，because the abundance in the nature of our God
都有形有体的居住在基督里面
has already existed in Christ
他也告诉教会他说神的奥秘
he also taught the church about the mystery of God
一切的智慧
all the wisdom of God
一切的知识
all the knowledge of God
通通都在基督里面藏着。
All in Christ.
离开了基督，我们就有可能被这个世界上的东西所拉走了。
Apart from Christ, we can be tempted about the world things.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道你信主多久了。
So brothers, sisters, I don't know how long you've been a Christian.
你相信圣经都是神的话吗？
Do you believe all this?Bible is God's words.
所有的圣经都是神的话吗？
All the Bible are God's words.
每一个字每一句话都是圣经神所默示的吗？
Are all the words are revealed by God?
你相信神的大能吗？
Do you believe in God's mighty power?
有一件事情我们常常碰到的，就是你相信神是这位创造宇宙万物的真神吗？
Do you believe God is the true God who created the universe?
我自己知道，有的时候我们碰到一些弟兄姐妹，他说他已经信了主了。
Sometimes I know I met some brothers and they say they are believers.
但是他没有办法像接受神，我们人是神创造的。
But they cannot accept the fact that we men are created by God.
因为我们过去所接受的一些影响我们很深很深的。
Because what we have learned before this has influenced us deeply.
你知道我自己。也相信，如果我们说我们相信主耶稣，
If we say that we believe in our Lord Jesus,
我们相信他是我们的救主，
We believe he is our Savior and Lord.
弟兄姐妹，你相信他是创造宇宙万物的主吗？
But do you believe him is he is the Lord that created the universe?
圣经上讲得很清楚，
The Bible taught us clearly.
他说所有都是为着他造的。
All are created for him.
所有的东西也都是借着他造的。
All are created through him.
所有的东西也是被他造的。
All are created by him.
所以当神在创造宇宙万物的时候，他说起初神创造天地的时候，主耶稣就在那里。
So when at the beginning when God created the universe, our Lord Jesus was there.
他是在那里。
He was there.
你相信创造，还是相信？人是进化而来的。
So do you believe creation or you believe in evolution?
我自己是相信神就是在六天之内创造了宇宙万物。
I personally believe God created the whole universe in six days.
我们常常在讲说进化论。
We often talk about evolution.
进化论讲了两件事情。
There are two things they talked about.
为了达到他的目的。
For their, because for their own purposes.
就是适者生存。
So if you fit, you will survive.
这里面牵涉到一个死亡。
This involves death.
而且长期的斗争。
And there's a long struggle.
我们都很清楚哈。
We are very clear with that.
所以我们斗争是永远不停的。
So our struggle never stops.
一直达到我们最好的一个标准。
Until we reach to the, even the best standard.
这就是进化论基本的理论。
So this is the basic theory about evolution.
弟兄姐妹，你如果相信神是创造宇宙万物的真神，你如果相信主耶稣就是那位创造宇宙万物的真神。
If you believe God is the true God, create the universe, you will believe Jesus is also the true God.
你相信这样子的一位神，会创造了死亡，会创造了这个我们叫做。矛盾创造斗争吗？
Do you believe this God who created death created struggles?
没有。
And conflicts?
没有的。
No, not.
他在创造的时候他就讲，他说他看每一件事情都是美好的。
When he created things, he said all the created are good.
他所创造的不是在长期的斗争之下才产生出来最好的东西。
What he's created did not become good after a period of struggle.
我们有很多都熟悉这些理论，这政治上的这个进化论。
Some of us are very familiar with such theories, particularly in political.
所以我们就是要不停的斗争。
So we need to continuously struggle.
一直到最后产生一个最好的东西出来。
And then the best will fit the surface.
你仍然相信这些吗？
Do you still believe in this?
你有没有发现你自己很多的思想，很多的观念，你很多做很多的事情，都是深深的受这些东西的影响。
Some of our thoughts, the way we do things, are deeply influenced by all this kind of thoughts.
仔细想想，弟兄姐妹，你与人的关系。
Carefully think about your relationship with other people.
当你信主之后。
After you become a believer.
你跟人的关系是不是还是这样子在那里做？
Are you still struggling with the people?
圣经上不是这样告诉我们的。
The Bible did not tell us that.
当我们在看圣经的时候。
When we're reading the Bible.
当我们看见神的话的时候
When we read God's words,
我们有没有为这些事情我们到神的面前来认罪悔改
Have we came before God to repent and for these things?
我们让神把我们里面的这些不属于他的从世界上人的哲学来的人的传统来的这些东西把它全部除掉
Have we asked God to remove in our heads all those worldly thingsknowledge of philosophy and tradition
有一个传道人
there was a minister
他就问了一些人他说那些人他说他不相信创世纪从第一章到第十一章的事情
so he asked people because they do not believe Genesis from chapter 1 to chapter 11
或者是说创世纪第一章前面讲到创造宇宙万物
or just chapter 1 of Genesis when God created the world
那么我们的问题就是那你从创世纪哪一章开始相信呢
So the question is, where did you begin to believe in the book of Genesis?
如果创世纪第一章是错的话
If Genesis 1 is wrong,
我告诉你后面的圣经啊，我们真的是可以把它丢到垃圾桶里面去。
Then the rest of the Bible can be just put in a trash can.
但是我们知道
But we do know,
他说神创造了宇宙万物。
God created the universe.
弟兄姐妹，你相不相信
So brothers and sisters, do you believe?
你的信仰你自己你要注意你自己所的教训你有没有想到这些事情
In your own belief in your own studies have you paid attention to this
我们常常在想说哎呀我有没有爱人呢、啊、我有没有去帮助别人呢、啊、所以我们为这些事情跟神认罪
Sometimes we confess to God that whether we have loved the people whether we have hurt people
但是我们很少为我们在这个世界上这些世界上的这些人的哲学这些人的理论这些人的传统影响我们这个脑筋甚至影响我们读圣经的态度
But we never pray, confess because how the worldly knowledge affected our attitude in reading the Bible
要谨慎为你自己谨慎
So you ought to take heed for yourself
我们每次读神的话的时候
Every time we read God's words
我们知道这是神的话
We know this is God's word
我们知道神的话是绝对不会有错误的
We know God's words is inerrant
我们要站在一个顺服我们要很顺服神的话
We need to be obedient to God's words
我们要谨慎我们自己
We need to be careful with ourselves
我们跟神的关系是什么事情会影响我们跟神的关系
What things are going to affect our relationship with God?
我自己有的时候啊，我觉得不是你读经不读经的问题
Sometimes I think this is a question whether you study the Bible or not
我觉得是罪的问题
Oh, it's not what you study or not It's the problem of sin
是罪的问题
It's the problem of sin
我们很多时候我们罪的问题没有解决
Sometimes we never took care of our sin.
所以我们跟神的关系就出了问题了。
That's why we have problems between our relationship with God.
这是在创世纪第二章的时候，神就讲得很清楚的。
God has said clearly in chapter 2 of Genesis.
或者是说，他就告诉亚当，他说园中所有的树上的果子你都可以吃。
So he told Adam all the fruits in the garden you can eat.
只有一棵树就是园当中那一棵树的果子你不可以吃
But there's only one tree in the center of the garden
因为你吃的日子必定死
Because the day you eat it you shall die
神就是告诉他
God told him
这里面如果有罪的话
If you have sin
我们跟神的关系就断掉了
So our relationship with God will be broken
弟兄姐妹神是圣洁的
God is holy
神是公义的
God is righteous
神是不能够容忍任何的罪的
God will not tolerate any sin
如果我们今天在这个世界上有一点点的罪
Even we have a little sin in this world
决定的会影响我们跟神之间的关系。
It definitely will affect our relationship with God.
我们有的时候常常跟人家传福音的时候，人家会想说，哎呀，吃一个果子算什么嘛，是不是啊？
So oftentimes when we discuss gospel with people, they will think, so what's the big deal? Just eat a fruit.
对，就吃那么一个果子，哇，这个全世界的人，所有的人通通都死掉了。
So just one fruit, all people died in the world.
何必呢？
So why would we do that?
弟兄姐妹，我们有没有想到，原来神是绝对的圣洁，绝对的公义。
Have we ever thought that God is absolute holy and absolute righteous?
他不能够有一点点的罪的。
He cannot have an any sin.
我们会在这边责怪神，我们会说神啊，哎呀，这么一点点小事情，你还大惊小怪。其实弟兄姐妹，你一定要从另外一个角度来看，你就知道神对罪是他没有办法容忍的。
So sometimes we may complain of God take too big a deal of this, but we need to see this point.That he cannot tolerate sin.
我们每天的生活当中，我们有没有自己谨慎？
In our daily lives, have we been careful?
这是第一个事情。
So this is the first point.
第二个事情，他告诉这些长老。
The second, he told all the elders.
他说也要为全群谨慎，要牧养神的教会。
So you ought to shepherd the flock. Be careful.
牧养教会
Shepherd the cloth,
在心态上来讲有一个很特别很特别重要的因素
There is a very important element,
就是爱
It's love.
我们一起翻到约翰福音第二十一章
Let's go to John 21
二十一章我们这里有一个很有名的一段经文
There is a very famous passage in John 21
我以前也很喜欢这一段经文一直现在还是很喜欢
I still love this passage very much.
因为我们年轻的时候，常常啊，就是觉得说，哇，神拣选了我。
So when we were young, we said, "Oh, God has chosen me."
然后呢，神就问我，说你爱我吗？你爱我吗？你爱我吗？我们就说，神啊，我爱你啊，我爱你啊，我爱你啊，所以我要侍奉你啊。
So God asked, "Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me?" We said, "Yes, I love you. I love you. I love you." So we need to serve God.
我们过去也常常 在这个爱字上面在那边推敲
We have spent a lot of time considering the word love
我不说这些是错的
I'm not saying those are wrong
但是我们今天要看的
But today we're going to read
好我们他讲对了哈他知道我心里面在想什么那么我们来读他哈从第二十一节从十五节念到十七节好不好我们一起来念十五节到十七节请
Let's read together.
耶稣对西门彼得说约翰的儿子西门你爱我比这些更深吗彼得说主啊是的你知道我爱你耶稣对他说你喂养我的小羊耶稣第二次又对他说约翰的儿子西门你爱我吗彼得说主啊是的你知道我爱你耶稣说你牧养我的羊第三次对他说约翰的儿子西门你爱我吗彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说你爱我吗就忧愁对耶稣说主啊你是无所不知的你知道我爱你耶稣说你喂养我的羊他讲了三次
He said three times.
我们也听过有人跟我们讲说因为彼得三次不认主
Some people say that because Peter denied God
所以他用这个问题来兼顾彼得
So they use this to strengthen Peter
的的确确也是
Today is the same for us
但是我们今天来看耶稣三次问他
Jesus asked him three times
他说你爱我吗
Do you love me?
表示这件事情是很重要的一件事情。
It means this is a very important issue.
然后他就说：“你喂养我的羊。”
And says, "Feed my sheep."
所以我自己在想，主耶稣认为，一个人要牧养、要喂养他的羊，这个人一定要先要有一个什么因素在。
So when a person to feed the sheep, before he can do that, what is the most important element?
是什么
What is it?
爱主耶稣
Love Jesus
我自己在看的时候我就在想 Okay, 我们先撇开什么希腊文这些，我们先不谈。
So we let's not deal with the Greeks or whatever it is. Let's just think.
我自己是觉得说，主在这里他确定这个人可以牧养他的教会。
God want to make sure, Jesus want to make sure the person can feed, pastor his church.
这个人可以牧养他自己的羊。
The person who can feed his sheep.
他要一个是真心完全爱他的人。
Has to be the person who truly and completely love him.
这就是主耶稣他所要的。
This is what Lord Jesus wants.
他要一个人来牧养他的羊群。
He wants somebody to feed his flock.
他要这个人先要爱主耶稣。
And the person has to first love our Lord Jesus.
我们再翻到彼得前书第五章。
Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 5.
第一节到第三节哈。
From verse 1 to 3.
我们还是一起来念。
Let's read together.
彼得前书第五章第一节到第三节。
First Peter chapter 5.
好，我们一起来念，好不好？我这做长老，做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现之荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同做长老的人，务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，出于乐意，也不是瑕疵，托付你们的乃是做群羊的榜样。好，那么我们在这里呢，我们稍微用一个查经哈，我们来看看 OK， 在这里面有其实有六件事情，有一件事情他对一个牧者的要求是什么，第一个是甘心。
So there, well, let's look at this carefully. There's requirement of six things. The first one is willing.
第二个是乐意。
The second one is joy.
中文翻译是说出于第二节哈，他说也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。第一个是甘心，第二个是乐意，第三个呢是做榜样。
The third one is be an example.
然后我们再来看负面的。
Let's look at the negative part.
他说第一个是不是勉强。
The first one is not being burdened.
第二个不是贪财。
It's not to be greedy.
第三个不是瑕疵。
The third is not to lord over control.
这就是爱。
This is love.
这就是彼得所表现出来的。
This is what Peter has demonstrated.
那么彼得虽然说他在主耶稣还活着的时候，他跟随主耶稣的时候，他也有许多的软弱。
Even though when Peter had many weakness when he followed Jesus.
但是我们知道彼得他的改变。
But we know Peter has changed.
他爱主耶稣。
He loves Lord Jesus.
最后他自己是被道钉死在十字架上，这是我们从传统学到的。
So we learn from the tradition. At the end, he was martyred by hanging on the cross upside down.
因为他觉得他不配跟主耶稣一样。
Because he knows he is not deserving to be treated the same as the Lord Jesus.
这就是爱。
This is love.
我们看看主多么爱他自己的身体。
So how does love? God, Lord, love His body.
他爱他自己的羊。
I love His own flock.
弟兄姐妹，主耶稣爱不爱他自己的羊
？Does Lord love His own flock?
主耶稣爱不爱你啊
？Does Jesus love you?
他为我们舍身流血。
He sacrificed Himself and blood for us.
他用重价把我们买赎回来。
He has redeemed us with heavy
不但如此
not only this,
我们不要 只想到说他替我们死哈
that not only just think he died for us,
那么他也让我们从死里复活跟他一样
he also led us to resurrect from death just like himself,
不但如此
not only this,
他还为我们下了一个很重很重的定金，我不知道你们有没有想过这个事情
so he has already paid a very heavy price for us
定金就是 earnest,
it's earnest money.
为什么
Why?
因为我们从圣经上面看见他告诉我们说他还要再回来的
Because the Bible teaches us he's going to come back again.
这是他为我们所做的事情。
This is what he died, did for us.
不但如此。
Not only this.
他又让圣灵住在我们里面。
He also let the Holy Spirit indwell in us.
圣灵是一位无穷，跟神一样的，他就是神。
Holy Spirit is God.
这位无穷大能的圣灵住在我们里面。
And this great Holy Spirit lives in us.
他要做什么？
What is he going to do?
他要确定。
He's going to make sure.
确定我们每一个属他的人，在这个世界上能够过一个圣洁的生活。
He wants to make sure everyone that belongs to him shall live a holy life.
这就是我们所说的成为圣洁哈，就是英文讲的 sanctification.
So this is when it means by being sanctified.
弟兄姐妹，你说他爱不爱他的身体？
So do you think he loves his body?
真的很爱。
He does.
彼得前书让我们看见彼得他知道主耶稣的爱。
So in the first Peter, he tells that Peter knows God's and Lord Jesus' love.
所以他爱主耶稣。
That's why he loves Lord Jesus.
他甘心乐意。
He's willing.
他自己做榜样。
He wants to be an example.
他不是勉强他自己。
He's not forcing himself to.
绝对没有其他的原因。
There's no other reason.
他也不贪财。
He does not covet.
他不是为了世界上的财宝，
他
也不是为了世界上的利益，他也不是为了世界上的名声，他也不是为了世界上的地位，他也不是为了满足他自己的权利欲。从另外一方面来看，从工作方面来看，
Look from point of work.
圣经上告诉长老们，或者是教会的领袖，
The Bible teaches elders and church leaders.
要喂养，喂养。
要 feed.
用神的话来喂养。
Feed with God's words.
我们前面讲到爱。
First, we talk about love.
爱主耶稣。
Love Lord Jesus.
所以我们是尊重主。
So we respect our Lord.
这里讲到爱主的话。
Here talks about love God's words.
尊重主的话。
To reverend God's words.
主耶稣对我们讲。
Lord Jesus told us.
他所说的话，他说我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
So what the words I told you are spirit, are life.
主耶稣就是那位从天上赐下来的真粮。
So our Lord Jesus is the true nourish came from heaven.
一切属地上的东西，
so, all the things belong to the earth.
主耶稣告诉我们是绝对没有办法喂饱我们 灵魂上的需要，
cannot meet all our needs spiritually.
只有属天的东西才可以喂养。
Only spiritual things can feed us.
在一个在教会里面做牧长的，他用什么东西来喂养神的羊？
So, what do they use to feed the sheep?In the church, with by the church leaders,
就是用神的话。
Use God's words.
这是第一方面。
That's the first.
在工作上。
In work.
在工作上面，第二方面就是他要引导。
So the second part of the work, they need to lead.
我们看约翰福音第十章。
Let's go to John chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章第一节到第五节。
Verse 1-5.
约翰福音第十章第一节到第五节，
John 10,
我们一起来念。
Let's read 1-5.
我实实在在的告诉你们，人进羊圈不是从门进去，倒是从别处爬进去，那人就是贼，就是强盗。从门进去的才是羊的牧人，看门的就给他开门，羊也听他的声音，他按着名叫自己的羊，把羊领出来，既放出自己的羊来，就在前头走，羊也跟着他，因为认得他的声音。羊不跟着生人，因为不认得他的声音，必要逃跑。教会的牧长也是一样。
The church leaders is the same way.
是走在前头的。
They walk before.
但是我们千万不能忘记。
But we should not ever forget.
我们自己也是主的羊。
We are also sheep of the Lord.
他一定要先走过这一条路。
He has to walk this path first.
他才能够领导羊群走这一条路。
Then he can lead the rest of the sheep past.
牧长的责任。
So the responsibility of the church leaders.
是要让主的羊听见他自己的声音。
Is let our Lord's sheep listen to hear his own voice.
不是听我们的声音。
It's not our voice.
也不是听人的声音。
Not man's voice.
乃是听主的声音。
It's our Lord's voice.
在教会里面其他的领袖也是一样。
For the other leaders in the church, the same way.
不管是在哪一个层面。
It doesn't matter which aspect.
或者是门徒训练。
Or in discipleship.
你要让主的羊听见主的声音。
So you need to lead the Lord's sheep listen to Lord's.
你要让主的羊熟悉主的声音。
You want the Lord's sheep be familiar with the Lord's.
熟悉主的话。
Be familiar with Lord's words.
在我们教会有一个小孩子，这个对我来讲是非常的特别哈。
In our church, there's a child. To me, he's very special.
他是有残障的。
So he has handicap.
那么他没有办法像我们一般的小孩子一样。
It's unlike most of the children.
那么他很小的时候，他的母亲就把他带到。我们家有一个茶经啊，所以他的母亲就把他带来。
When he was very little, his mother brought him to the Bible study at our home.
那每次都是我在那边带茶经啊。
So I'm usually the one leading the Bible study.
他很熟悉我的声音的。
So he's familiar with my voice.
他其实他眼睛也不好。
He doesn't have a good vision.
他不一定看得见。
He may not see you well.
但是就是说很不清楚啊。
May not be seen very good.
他现在已经很大了。
He's pretty old now.
但是他的这个里面的智慧呢，仍然还是像很小很小的小孩。
But his intellect is like a young child.
可是对我来讲，有一个很特别的事情。
But to me, there's something real special.
我每次讲话，他都知道是我。
Every time when I speak, he knows it's me.
我自己有的时候很 proud 的哈。
Sometimes I'm very proud.
我说我们教会对我的声音他是很熟悉的。
Our church is familiar with my voice.
其他的没有的。
Not the other people.
你知道弟兄姐妹，我们在教会里面我们要带领别的人。
So in our church we will lead other people.
我们要让弟兄姐妹熟悉主的声音。
We want that brothers and sisters be familiar withOur Lord's voice.
就是要常常让他们听见主的声音。
We need to let them often hear Lord's voice.
就是听见主的话。
Is to listen, hear Lord's words.
不管你在哪一个阶层。
It doesn't which part you are in.
你是在牧长的阶层也好。
Are you a pastor and elder?
或者是在团契里面也好。
Or you are in the fellowship.
或者是在个人方面也好。
Or just personal.
你一定要让人听见神的话。
You have to let people hear.
你要让他熟悉神的声音呢。
You have to let them be familiar with God's word.
久了久了之后，他一听他就知道这是主的声音。
So time after time, once they hear, they know this is the Lord's voice.
就是这本圣经。
It's this Bible.
我们要把神的话告诉别人。
We need to let.People know God's words.
我们要把神的话讲给别人听。
We need to teach other people about God's words.
所以当有人不讲神的话的时候，
When people do not speak of God's words,
这些羊马上就可以知道。
And those sheep shall know.
而且从圣经上让我们看见，当一个人他熟悉主的声音的时候，他一听到主的声音的时候，他一听到是主的话，他心里面就会得到安慰。
So the Bible teaches us, if we know this is God's words,We be comforted by it.
我在教会里面常常弟兄姐妹年轻的弟兄姐妹姐妹怀孕了哈。
So there are some young sisters who become pregnant.
我就告诉她的先生。
To tell her husband.
我说的，我们可以哈学了好像胎教这种东西哈，胎教。
Oh yes.
他快忘记了。
We need need to learn how to teach the baby during pregnancy when you are in utero.
你知道做父亲的，你可以在你太太的这个肚子外面啊，跟她读神的话。
You know that as fathers, you can talk to the fetus the words of God.
你可以按手在你太太的肚子上面为这个 baby 祷告。
You can put your hand on your wife's stomach and pray for the fetus.
你知道我有很多弟兄告诉我。
There are many brothers tells me.
哦，他说很奇妙啊。
It's wonderful.
他说小孩子出来之后，一听我的声音啊，就安静下来了。
After the baby was born, as soon as they hear my voice, they calm down.
我们中间如果你还有 chance 的话哈。
If there's a chance for you.
有人你如果还有这个机会的话。
If you still have the chance.
试试看。
You can try.
神的话很奇妙。
God's words is wonderful.
第三个
the third,
我们要看他是要守护教会
so keep guard the church,
或者是说捍卫教会
so protect the church.
这里所说的保护这里所说的守护不是主耶稣那个层次的守护
so here the so谓的 guard is have a different order
圣灵会保护他自己
The Holy Spirit shall guard himself.
会保护属他的羊。
Shall guard the flock of his.
这是人没有办法做到的。
The man cannot do that.
但是我们看《使徒行传》第二十章第二十八节。
Let's go 20:28.
他说要他们为全群谨慎。
So they ought to take heed for the flock.
然后他就告诉他们。
And then he told them,
他说我知道我去之后必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间不爱惜羊群
So I know that after I leave the savage wolf shall come in shall spare none of the flock
就是你们中间也有人起来说悖谬的话引诱门徒跟随他们
And also from your own number man will arise and distort the truth
所以他要这些长老要他守护教会
so he want those elders to guard the church
是在真理上守护教会
is guard the church in truth
是为真理辩分辨
so it's going to protect or fight for the truth
是抵挡异端
so against the Pharisees
就好像保罗告诉提多他说你要坚守你自己学到的真理
that's like Paul taught Titus you ought to keep firmYour own truth.
不是随便抓一个人或者是抓一家的学说就来在教会里面使用
You cannot just get some of other people's theory to use in the church
你要用神的话来捍卫教会
So you need to use God's words to guard the church
好像一个守夜的一样他谨慎不睡觉的不打瞌睡的
It's like a watchman at night they never fall asleep
等候天亮
Until daybreak.
弟兄姐妹，盗贼来是在什么时候啊
？So brothers, when does the thief come?
现在有时候很难讲了哈。
It's quite difficult to say now.
不过我们的了解就是，盗贼来通常都是晚上你睡觉的时候。
So usually the thieves come by night.
就是你在你不警醒的时候。
When you are not watching.
当你不警醒的时候，这些世上所谓的这些理学，这些世上所谓的哲学，人间的遗传，就慢慢慢慢进到教会里面。
So when you are not watching, the worldly knowledge and philosophy and tradition shall sift in.
我们再回到第二十节、二十章第二十六节、二十七节哈。
Let's go to verse 26-27.
保罗在这里告诉他们，他说：“我今日向你们证明，你们中间无论何人死亡，罪不在我身上，因为神的旨意，我没并没有一样避讳不传给你们的。”
So he said that, I have never hesitated to tell you the whole truth of the Lord, and I never keep anything from you. So therefore, you ought to be careful.
保罗在这里很清楚地讲一句话。
Here Paul said clearly.
他说：“你们中间任何人灭亡，罪不在我身上。”
there's anyone of you perish that I'm innocent of the blood.
因为神的旨意，刚才我们听到我们弟兄的翻译，他说 the full counsel of God， 就是神所有的，不是只是一部分，所有的福音，所有的话，全部要告诉人家。
So Paul said, the full counsel of God, I have never hesitated.
他从来没有避讳，从来没有减掉一个或者是加一个进去。
So he never added or detracted anything from it.
所以他很清楚。
So he's clear.
他很清楚，他知道他所传的东西。
He's clear what he has proclaimed.
所以他说，你们中间有任何人灭亡，罪不在我。
So I'm innocent of any blood that you may perish.
因为我已经把神全部的旨意，全部的真理告诉你们。
Because I have proclaimed entire full counsel of God's will.
这就是捍卫教会。
This is to guard the church.
最后一个。
The last.
我们看见一个榜样。
It's a good example.
就是保罗的榜样。
It's an example of Paul.
保罗他就告诉他们，他说：“所以你们应当警醒，纪念我三年之久，昼夜不住的流泪，劝诫你们个人。”
So that in everything that I showed you by the last 3 years, that I have remembered the words of the Lord Jesus Himself, and I have warned you in tears.
保罗他真的是爱主耶稣。
So Paul truly loved our Lord Jesus.
他说他已经把世上所有的东西都看成粪土了。
So he has looked at everything as a trash.
他唯有一个目标就是主耶稣。
So the only aim he has is for our Lord Jesus.
保罗真的是爱主耶稣。
So Paul truly loved our Lord Jesus.
所以他也是真正的爱教会。
That's why he truly loved the church.
他可以为他们昼夜不住的流泪。
He would.Have in tears for them day and night.
三年之久
for 3 years.
这是爱。
So this is love.
保罗也为他们祷告。
Paul also prayed for them.
他说：“如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道。”
So today I have trusted you unto God and the word of His grace.
为教会祷告。
To pray for God and for the church.
我们。MMCC 的领袖，你要为教会祷告。
So the leaders of the MMCC ought to pray for the church.
保罗他也喂养教会。
Paul also feed the church.
他说：“我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道，这道能建立你们，叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。”
So I have entrusted you with the grace of the word, so that you may have inheritance.With all who are sanctified.
保罗相信只有神的话才能够建立教会。
So Paul believes you can only establish church with God's word.
只有神的话才会给教会带来看见盼望。
The church will have hope only with God's words.
只有神的话才能够把真假分出来。
Only God's words can teach you to discern the truth from the false.
接下去我们看见。保罗在三十三节到三十五节，在这里他说：“我未曾贪图一个人的金银衣服，我这两只手常供给我和同人的需用，这是你们自己知道的。我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道应该这样劳苦，扶助软弱的人。”他是无私的。
So he said that I have not coveted anyone's silver or gold or clothing, and that I have with my own hands.That supplied my needs and those of my companions.
保罗他不贪财的。
He not coveted any property.
他不是受金钱的控制。
He's not controlled by money.
他不是贪金钱的。
He's not greedy of money.
他是无私的。
He's selfless.
一个做领袖的。
He can be a leader.
在教会里面。
In the church.
你要能够在金钱上能够是一个无私的。
You have to be.Not greedy for money.
其实任何事情都是一样。
Actually, everything is the same.
不过金钱是，我觉得是一个最基本、最厉害的一个东西。
But money is the most fundamental, but has to be very careful.
金钱不但影响我们自己的心思意念。
Not only the money will affect our thoughts.
金钱也影响我们跟人之间的关系。
It also affects our relationship with people.
特别是我们的亲人。
Especially our relatives, family.
所以保罗他在这里让我们看见，你要做一个领袖，你要在教会里面做一个牧师，你要领导别人，你一定要是一个在金钱上是无私的。
So Paul let us know, if you want to be a leader in the church, you have to not be greedy of money.
所以他最后告诉我们，他说施比受更为有福。
That's why at the finish he said it is more blessed to give than to receive.
你要学会怎么给。
You need to learn how to give.
这是一个很重要很重要的一件事情。
This is a very important matter.
因为金钱可以把我们整个人拿掉的。
Because the money can destroy all of us.
而且也可以摧毁我们跟其他人的关系。
It can also destroy all our relationships with others.
圣经上告诉我们说你要给。
So the Bible teaches us to give.
弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们今天从圣经上面我们看见神就给这些教会的领袖长老或者是牧长或者是其他层次的领袖他的责任是什么
So here we can see what is the responsibilities given to ask of the leaders of the church
他要为自己谨慎
He has to be taking heed for himself
他也要牧养教会
He has to feed the flock
他要保护他要捍卫教会
He'll have to guard the church.
最后在他自己身上
And finally in his own self
他要是一个知道给的人
He has to be a person of giving
弟兄姐妹
So brothers and sisters
这就是圣经上的教导
This is the teaching of the Bible
你的光景是怎么样呢
So what's your situation?
我们一起祷告
Let us pray
爱我们的主耶稣
Our Lord Jesus who loves us
我们为着教会的领袖们祷告
We pray for the church leaders of the church
你让这些领袖们能够爱你
May you ask those
你让这些领袖们能够爱你
May you ask those leaders to love you
专心的爱你
To love you only
我们谢谢你
We thank you
请你听我们的祷告
Please hear our prayer
奉主耶稣基督的圣名
In our Lord Jesus' holy name
Amen
Amen